The things passed on from generation to generation aren't always precious heirlooms. Sometimes they're quirks of personality or addiction, or in the case of this next story, a slightly tacky sweater. Atlanta writer Jill Thomas joined us to share her story, The Christmas Sweater. In it, a troubled young woman looks back on the perspective she gained by sharing her struggles with her beloved grandmother.
The Christmas Sweater. Karina stood at the edge of the lake watching prehistoric fish drift by in the murky water. Flecks of pink paint from the collapsed boathouse littered the ground and floated in the hot summer air. It looked like someone had bombed the area with a Molotov cocktail filled with Pepto-Bismol. Her brother came and stood next to her. He was wearing a red sweatshirt decorated with a plaid reindeer surrounded by jingle bells. "There's a special place in hell for people who steal their grandma's Christmas sweater," she glared at him. "I hope there's enough room for people who snatch their grandma's pills," he nodded at the conspicuous lump in her pocket. "She won't need them anymore." Karina wondered what would happen if she jumped in the lake instead of going to the funeral. She took her brother's hand and said, "Come on, let's not be late. That would be tacky." "Walk with me, Majoli. Watch out for broken boards." The woman guided the little girl to the end of the pier. The dock and the boathouse were covered in peeling pink paint, just like the house. The busted slats almost outnumbered the solid ones. They sat on the edge, dangling their feet above the water as giant alligator garfish silently glided below like deadly submarines. Karina hated when her grandmother called her Jolie. It meant pretty, but it seemed like a lie because her hair was too red, her nose was too small, and the freckles on her face were huge. She just felt ugly. "So, tell me, why did you set fire to your parents' shed?" Karina hung her head and told her grandmother everything. How the kids at school made fun of her and her brother said she was stupid. The ballet teacher called her fat and she hated herself. She burned the tool shed down and it felt like she was releasing all those painful emotions. With each confession, her grandmother flinched as if hot oil was being tossed on her heart. "You know, when Hitler killed my family, I wanted to torch all of Europe. So much was taken from me, I wanted to turn everything to ashes because I was burning up inside with anger and sadness. But I took that flame and I escaped to America. I made a new life, a new family, and that's what you need to do." "What, move to Orlando?" Karina asked. "No, t'es folle," her grandmother smacked her arm. "You need to understand that this is a moment in time, not forever." "Can't I come live with you, ma mère?" she leaned against her grandmother. "Oh no, ma chère. You burn my house down, I throw you in this lake and let the fish tear you to pieces. You stay with your mama. She's going to take you to therapy and make you better." Karina bent over towards the water, closer to the alligator gar with her razor-sharp teeth. "What if I don't get better?" she asked. "Well then, next time you visit, I'll throw you in the lake and feed you to the fish," Mamère smiled. She stood up and reached her hand out to her granddaughter. "Let's go back inside. I want you to see the beautiful sweater I got for Christmas." Thank you.
Thomas's story, The Christmas Sweater, appears in the upcoming anthology, We Wrote a Book, being released by the flash fiction website, The 500. They're having a book launch at the Highland Ballroom this Saturday at 7:30. You're listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta.